You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. That was Sweet D. This is Classic Rock Mine. That's right, kids. There ain't no mistaking the love we are making tonight. And isn't that what radio is all about? Making love? Well, I guess, sort of, maybe. It could be background music while making love. I suppose if you really wanted to, you could try making love with a turntable, although I wouldn't suggest it, not that I know from experience. But all that would be silly. So tonight, we have 2 hours of the best classic rock that you have never heard, by which I mean all kinds of stuff from around the world, from regional bands, from bands you know but tracks you don't know. It's all good, and it all deserves airplay. That's why we're all here, right? Right. All right, we're going to start off by going to Sweden, and these guys were like the biggest rock band in Sweden. Dig it, and dig it deep. Technical difficulties, I apologize. We'll be right back. That was Ted Nugent and the Amboy Dukes, Living in the Woods off of Tooth, Fang, and Claw from 74, which I believe was the last album, given that it's called Ted Nugent and the Amboy Dukes. So before that, we have the sweet Burn on the Flame. That was a B-side from the single The 16s, which is a great song. That's also from 74. Before that, April Wine, Just Like That, off of Electric Jewels from 73. And we started the set with Neon Rose from Sweden. We heard Love and Rock. That's off of A Dream of Glory and Pride from 1974. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name's Mike Conway. We're going to hang out till midnight, kids, playing all kinds of classic rock that you have not heard, at least on the radio. I don't think you've heard any of the stuff I just played, unless you own the vinyl. And if you do, thank you. Thank you. All right, we are going to go up Canada way. This is on vinyl. Came out in 73. You know the band. You love the band. Dig it, and dig it deep.
We'll be right back.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Don't Started show.
That was Nazareth. Woke up this morning. That's off of Razmanaz from 73. Before that, the original version by Nazareth, 1 year before, woke up this morning off of the Exercises album from 72. And it really shows a key transition in the history of Nazareth. Like their first album, it's very much hippie rock and, you know, yeah, all kinds of stuff. And Exercises is sort of a mellow, you know, mid-range album. And even the version of Woke Up This Morning, it's very almost traditional, but electrified. And then they re-record it the next year for Razmanaz, and it is clearly, like, balls to the wall hard rock, more distortion, longer solo, more swagger. It's just awesome. And then Nazareth never really went back to the hippie stuff and became an awesome hard rock band. Okay, before Nazareth, we heard Growl. We heard Things Ain't Better. That's off the Growl album from 1974. Those guys are from the U.S. I'm not sure where. Moxie gave us Moon Rider. That's off of Moxie from 75. Those guys are from Canada. And Tommy Bolin was their guitarist. Who knew? I didn't know. Now you knew. And we all knew. Before Moxie, Black Oak, Arkansas on vinyl with Back It Up. The subtle talk about going from a hippie band. Black Oak, Arkansas, first few albums, this sort of country, hippie, love, religion, philosophy type stuff. And then he's singing about, you know, back it up and, you know, give, try it out for size. 1976, that's off of 10-year overnight success. And we started that set off way back when with Bachman Turner Overdrive, or as they say in Canada, Bachman Turner Overdrive with Give It Time. That's off of Bachman Turner Overdrive 2 from 1973. And that, my friends, was that set of music. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name's Mike Conway. We still have over an hour left, gang, to listen to the best classic rock that you have never heard. And we're going to go to the UK. The year is 1975. And unless you listen to my program, you've probably never heard this. Dig it and dig it deep.